Before we get to those other very important conversation, of course, this little focus, weekly focus on the continent, very important, an opportunity for you and I to get a sense of what's happening, what's playing out, where, and what the lay of the land is. And we're going to go to Somalia, Cameroon, and Sao Tome today. JJ Cornish, the Africa Report, he joins me on the line. Bonjour, JJ, great to have you back.
Well, good. Nice to be with you, Clarence.
Okay, so we're going to go straight to Somalia. Apparently, extremists have taken a city hotel in Somalia, frequented by a government official. Say they were aiming at a presidential palace. I don't understand. Please enlighten us.
Well, this motel is about 300 meters from the presidential palace, and it's used by government officials and you know, high-ups in the society. Now, originally Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility, but it's in fact Al-Shabaab. Now, Al-Shabaab, of course, an offshoot of Al-Qaeda, the offshoot in Somalia, it has been driven out of the cities, but it can get back into those cities to operate such indiscriminate acts of terror. And 60 people have been rescued after a 24-hour siege. It seems that 8 civilians died in that siege and 6 of the extremists. So, it's always sad to see Al-Shabaab getting not exactly a foothold, but actually managing to perpetrate acts of terror. They've been driven into the countryside and cannot create bases in the cities, but can move in and out, and that's very disturbing.
Yeah, I think there were multiple reports of that kind of stuff happening in Mogadishu, and there's been a bit of a lull. So your overall assessment, is it on the increase or on the decrease in Somalia and Mogadishu specifically?
You know, Clarence, I get the sense with Somalia, it's sad to say that it's, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. Every time something happens that looks to be looking for development and reconciliation and so on, in come the terrorists and blow it all up or shoot it all away. And yes, you're right, there has been a lull, and we think, can we hope? Can we hold thumbs, hope for something, and then something like this happens, and we're back to square one in a sense.
Very close to home, literally close to the presidential palace. Success at the World Cup for Cameroon, clouded by tragedy at home. Is this in reference to the January deaths reported at a stadium?
No. Yet, Clarence, we had that 3-3. Draw against Serbia yesterday at the World Cup, and probably been described as the most exciting game thus far, and it certainly was that. I did get to watch it, thank goodness. But back home, 14 people attending a funeral in Yaounde in the capital have died in a mudslide, massive mudslide. Now they're searching through that for more bodies, but it's very, very sad. And you did mention in Douala the 8 people who died and 38 injured in that stadium crash in the AFCON tie between Cameroon and Comores. Just as a sideline on Comores, the former president, Ahmed Abdallah Sambi, has been sentenced to life imprisonment for high treason, but it's a corruption case involving selling passports to stateless people in the Gulf. But he's been tried and he's been convicted of high treason for that.
And then we move on to a failed coup in Sao Tome, an African beacon of democracy. And that's off the coast of West Africa, is it not? It's an island, is it not?
Archipelago. And very, very sad. Happily, the president, Carlos Manuel Villanova, is okay. But the president of Guinea-Bissau, once a former Portuguese colony like Sao Tome, he's president of the regional group, has condemned it. This is Sumaro Sisoko Mbalo. He's condemned it, but essentially it was a very short type of coup, and we don't know what motivated it. There hasn't been any similar activity, unconstitutional activity, in 20 years in Sao Tome, which, as we say, is a bit of a beacon of democracy in the area. So this is concerning. But the people, at least 4 people died in this attempt to capture military bases. They stormed these military sites. But they did try to get the people to hospital, but they died. It seems to me that all 4 of them were putschists who were killed in this operation.
Yeah, that, according to African news, it says 4 citizens with 12 army soldiers tried to occupy military installations. Sounds like a small little coup attempt.
Well, yes, indeed. It was overthrown in a very short time, but again, this is the thing. Africa seem to overcome this kind of putsch mentality. But then again, in the last year, you know, with what has happened in Burkina Faso and in Mali and so on, and it seems to be coming back, and that's very disturbing for us.
Yeah, and I see a South African group also implicated in this coup attempt, or is that unconfirmed at this moment in time?
I've not received any notice, you know, any confirmation of that, no.
Okay, so we're going to keep our eyes on that, and we're going to thank you again, JJ Cornish, the Africa Report, every Tuesday. Catch it just after 10 o'clock.